At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots. Because we're both listening to The Weeknd with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Hey, in fact, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. We have a problem in Denver, and it's not unique to Denver, but it's a microcosm of kind of what's going on in the entire world, and obviously it has to do with illegal immigration. And the Denver mayor, to show you just, well, you'll hear the Denver mayor in just a minute. His name's Mike Johnston. But it's not only at the federal level that these Marxists have been spinning us into oblivion. It's places like Denver and San Antonio. And if I talked about this one day during the weekday program, that insofar as illegal immigration is concerned, it's clearly deliberate, it's on purpose, and it has, and I think you can trace the tipping point back to quote Malcolm Gladwell again, to trace it back to Governor Abbott of Texas and to some extent Ron DeSantis in Florida, who had just had enough. And I think rightfully so. When your state is being flooded, literally flooded with illegal aliens, you at some point realize that your school system, your healthcare system, your law enforcement system, everything in terms of your government, and then in terms of everything in terms of just your citizens' everyday lives, is being ruined, turned upside down, inside out. And you realize the federal government is complicit in doing this. So Abbott and DeSantis reach a point where, now even, let me put it in context. Prior to DeSantis and Abbott publicly sending illegal aliens to other states, the federal government was already doing it. The Biden administration was already secretively putting illegal aliens on planes and landing them, say, at Teterboro outside New York City or Westchester County north of New York City, or I don't know, maybe Midway in Chicago, in the dead of night, so that there wasn't any press coverage. And they would literally just let them, you know, they would just deplane and just disappear into the darkness. That was the federal government. But it was in darkness. And because the cabal has, they have no incentive. They have no sense of really committing any serious acts of journalism. So even though they may, and there's no doubt in my mind, I can't prove it, but there's no doubt in my mind that the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, the Denver Post for that matter, the Houston Chronicle, the Miami Herald, they all knew what was going on, but they chose not to cover it. So Abbott and DeSantis decide, let's shed light on it. Let's actually, in sunshine, let's put these illegal aliens on buses or airplanes, not forcing them to. Let me emphasize, not forcing them to, but saying to them, if you want to go to Chicago, you want to go to New York, you want to go to L.A., you want to go to Denver, well, you'll see, and there are interpreters, here's which bus you get on, and that bus will either take you to Denver, or over here, this bus will take you to the airport, and they will fly you to Denver or wherever you want to go. And we will do that during the day. And by the way, we will announce that we're doing it. And we will make certain that wherever their destination is, whatever their destination is, that it's going to get news coverage. Because at some point, when you're shining a flashlight, when you got a big old mag light, and you're shining that light on, here's what we're doing, then the cabal is forced to cover it, because now the public knows that you're doing it. So ask yourself, I mean, this is kind of a parenthetical thought here, but think about this. Are the acts of journalism being committed because, oh, they're doing this, so now we have to cover it? Or are the acts of journalism occurring because, these plebes, these everyday people, these schlubs out here know what's going on, so now we have to cover it, because if we don't cover it, they're going to question, well, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you telling us about it? You see, I really think it's the latter. I really think that they end up covering these stories not because they want to, or not because that it's public, but because the people know about it, and now they've got to cover it. Regarding Denver. Now, this is not the first time, but this is the latest time. The first time it was $180 million. Now the mayor announces that he's diverting $90 million of Denver's budget to service, this is his word, not mine, newcomers. And he's blaming it on somebody else. Now, again, to give you a little perspective, Democrats made Denver a sanctuary city in 2017. Democrats here control, they control the legislature, they control the House and the Senate, they control the governor's office, they control the mayor's office in Denver, and they control a lot of other offices throughout Colorado. Democrats controlled Colorado and passed progressive immigration policies back in 2021. And the mayor...
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill to do that that failed in the House. You know that story. I think what we found at that point is whether we would like the federal government to do it or not, that was no longer a choice for us. It was clear that was not going to happen in this Congress in the next 7 months. So we felt like we had to take this into our own hands to come up with a solution. And that's why what we've come up with is something that both provides better support for newcomers and stabilizes the budget for Denver residents without cutting core public services.
But you are cutting public services. The key is, I mean, he can lie about it all day long, but he is cutting public services. If you have to have a balanced budget, stop and think about this. If you're required, as is required in most states, and in fact, I think every state, and most cities and municipalities, if you're required to have a balanced budget, and your budget is just, say, $100 million, and you cut out $9 million, that means you're cutting services. Otherwise, you're spending money you don't need to be spending. But for him to blame it on Republicans for not passing a so-called bipartisan immigration reform bill is utter bullcrap. Because right now, you don't need any legislation. You don't need Congress to do anything to stop the flow of illegal immigration. In the first month, 2 months, I forget what it is, it's immaterial, less than 6 months. In the first few months of the Biden administration, Joe Biden signed off on more than 50, I think it was close to 70, 75 executive orders related to immigration that had been put, in place by Donald Trump, and he deliberately and willfully and wantonly rescinded all of those, and that's why we have the flood of illegal immigration. And it is on purpose. And why? Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Why? Ask yourself, why?
The social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial pound 250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial pound 250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Experience
luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Sincerely appreciate you listening. So why would Joe Biden and the Democrats want illegal immigration to continue unabated? For me personally, one of the most frustrating things is watching this invasion occur and watching what it's doing to cities and towns. I mean, just right here in Denver. As I came to the studio this morning, I swerved through McDonald's. Those of you listening to me during the weekday know I swerved through McDonald's, which is a few blocks from this station, and I grabbed a couple of Diet Cokes to sip on while I'm doing the program. And it was probably 9:15 Mountain Time this morning, and so almost on cue, all of the homeless, many of whom are obviously illegal aliens, start coming out of the bushes and the shadows, and they start doing their begging on the streets and at the McDonald's drive-through and everything. And I'm watching all of this, and it's just infuriating to me because it's on purpose, absolutely on purpose. Now, some come here. Don't get me wrong. I know that some come here because they want jobs. They actually want to work. You know, we did on Fridays, on the weekday program, I do something called taxpayer relief shots. And they're stories of the use of firearms in self-defense. Because most of the stories that we always hear about guns is almost always the illegal use of a gun. Some, you know, drug-addled, you know, heroin addict, crack addict that gets a gun and robs somebody. Or, you know, some thug that, you know, breaks into somebody's house. But these are stories of people using guns in self-defense. Well, I never listen to them before I play them. There was one, if I'd been thinking, I would have gotten it onto this laptop so I could have used it today. We're in Harris County, Texas, Houston, Texas. Unbeknownst to me, do you know that if you are an illegal alien and you are a victim of a violent crime, that you can virtually automatically get a visa so that you can, or green card, so that you can be a permanent status alien in this country? Yeah. You get a visa if you're the subject of a violent crime. So I'm listening, I'm playing this taxpayer relief shot from Houston, and it is that a woman who wanted to get a visa paid these two other illegal aliens to stage a robbery of her at a gas station so that she could then be, you know, look, call the cops. I'm the victim of a violent crime, and I want my visa now. Except it went wrong. You know why it went wrong? Because these two yahoos go out and buy a couple of air rifles or air pistols, I forget which it was, doesn't make any difference. And they're staging the robbery. And they're obviously robbing a woman, but a bystander sees the robbery occur, recognizes that, oh, this woman's life is in danger, pulls his concealed carry weapon out, and boom, boom, pops the two other illegal aliens dead right there. DRT. I burst out laughing. And you can say that I'm an a-hole for doing so, but I found it hilarious. Because here's someone who wants to get a visa, stages a fake robbery, a an ordinary citizen sees, oh my gosh, this woman's being robbed and they're pointing guns at her, boom, boom, double taps them out and they're gone, and turns out it was all fake. Well, maybe you got to learn not to fake a robbery in Texas. Or for that matter, fake a robbery anywhere, because there might be somebody carrying a concealed carry, or for that matter, open carry, that looks and says, oh my gosh, that person's life's in danger. Let me save their life by shooting the two thugs that are robbing her at gunpoint. This is the insanity going on in the country right now. And it's on purpose. And it's on purpose because chambers of commerce, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, non-government organizations, the NGOs, and nonprofits, including charitable organizations, are all making money on this. They're getting low-wage workers. They're getting more money to support whatever their program is. If it's a charitable organization that does housing or clothing or food or whatever it might be, they're getting federal tax dollars that support them so they can pay their executive director and their staff, so it gives them their budget to go feed people, and it just becomes this vicious cycle. And, of course, businesses get cheap labor. When I talked about that during the weekday program, some people were upset because, well, I've tried to hire American workers. I've tried to hire U.S. workers, and I can't hire any U.S. worker. They won't come and do the work. So and this was particularly landscaping companies. There's a big company called Brightview, I think, if I recall the name right. And they're in Colorado. They apparently have a presence in Colorado, and they do a lot of commercial landscaping and caring for, you know, businesses landscaping around their facilities. And they primarily are hiring, as according to at least from one listener, they're hiring illegal aliens and people who get these kinds of visas, these work permits, because they can't find Americans to do it. Well, that drives down wages. At the same time that wages are being driven down, we see inflation skyrocketing, continues to skyrocket. So the Democrats, and in particular Joe Biden, are destroying the economy. They're making it even more difficult. If you're a middle class or lower middle class, you know, laborer, and you're looking for a job and you can't find a job, it's because businesses who are trying to make a profit are like, well, you want the job, but you'll do the job only at $25 an hour, and I can get these people over here to do the job at $12 an hour, do the same work, and in fact, don't have to pay them any benefits, so I'm going to hire them. It is by design. Let's go to San Antonio. San Antonio City Council included $500,000 for a reproductive justice fund in its 2024 budget. The council says they want to provide grants to organizations that pay for out-of-state abortions and even assist with illegal chemical abortions in Texas. Now, procuring an out-of-state abortion is a criminal act in Texas when the procurement process occurs within the state of Texas. But if the rule of law were binding on Democrats, Biden would not be defying a Supreme Court ruling to make us pay billions more to cancel student loan debt. So the point about all of this, going from Denver and illegal aliens, San Antonio and a reproductive justice fund, and now student loan forgiveness, or however you want to phrase it, it's all looting. It's just looting the treasury. Monday is April 15th.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots, because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mark or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
You know, speaking of these taxpayer relief shots that I do on the weekday program on Fridays, the progressive slash Marxists that seem to control everything, they always bark a lot about equity, right? Equity. And equity is not the same as equality. Equity is pretty much a socialist term that says we're going to equalize everybody out. So everybody's going to be the same. But interestingly, as much as they bark about equity, they oppose equity when it comes to the concept of self-defense. You're not going to read a heroic story like this one unless law-abiding citizens have access to some sort of equalizer. The story is fascinating. An 85-year-old Idaho woman, her name is Christine Jenihi. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. J-E-N-N-E-I-H-N, Jenihi. She experienced truly the unthinkable because her home was broken into by a suspect identified as 39-year-old Derek Condon, who handcuffed her and then threatened her with a gun. This dirtbag broke into the home that this woman shared with her disabled son. He broke in during the night wearing a black ski mask, like the liberal idol of the hour, Dexter Reed. One news report says this: subsequent investigation indicates a strong likelihood that Condon struck Jenihi, the woman, in the head as she lay in her bed, noting that there was blood on the pillow and the floor in the bedroom. The suspect reportedly then took the woman into the living room where he handcuffed her to a chair. Can you imagine the horror? Now remember, she is 85 years old. Stories like this, I always think about my mom. She turns 93 years old today. And she lives alone. And I think she grew up around guns, but she doesn't like guns. So she doesn't have any form of self-defense in the house. She's got, you know, some bear spray and stuff that I've given to her, but that's about it. But I think about the terror that is in the soul of an 85-year-old woman who's caring for her disabled son, and she gets their home's broken into, she is handcuffed, threatened with a gun, struck in the head as she lays in bed, and then taken to the living room where he handcuffs her to a chair. Now, when this dirtbag left her alone to go ransack the house, somehow she managed, you know, God bless this woman, she managed to drag the chair to where she kept a .357, which she was forced to use. But here's where it gets even more interesting. The scumbag returned fire, striking her several times. Fortunately, he then died of his wounds. Now, in the most liberal jurisdictions, authorities reflexively side with the criminals against the victim. But it's a good thing this happened in Idaho. Idaho's self-defense law says, quote, no person in this state shall be placed in legal jeopardy of any kind whatsoever for protecting himself. No person, this should be the law of the land. No person in any state should be placed in legal jeopardy of any kind whatsoever for protecting himself. So rather than this woman being prosecuted, as would probably would happen in New York, instead she got the praise that she actually deserves. The Bingham County Sheriff's Office went to Facebook and posted this, that the March incident was, quote, one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation that the county prosecutor has ever seen. It's a blessing to have elders who can admire and strive to emulate. Good for her. So, maybe I should every weekend bring you at least one taxpayer relief shot, because that's what it is. And you might ask, well, why do you call them taxpayer relief shots? Have you ever thought about what happens if you use a gun in self-defense and you don't end up killing the person who is attacking you? Well, you may end up getting sued anyway. The family may still sue you for wrongful death. But, of course, you have a good defense if you can show that, even in a civil case for wrongful death, if you can show that it was done in self-defense and that the perpetrator was actually the attacker, you're probably going to win that wrongful death lawsuit, and they're not going to get a dime out of you. But you think about if you're unable to defend yourself in a home or in a business or anywhere else, and someone, you know, you shoot someone, but they live. Well, now, most likely that person will get a court-appointed attorney because they probably, in most cases, aren't able to afford their own defense attorney. So they'll get a public defender. That costs the taxpayers. They'll be incarcerated. That costs the taxpayers. There'll be a trial. That costs the taxpayers. The judge, the jury, the court reporters, the bailiff, everything. The public defender, everything's costing taxpayers. And then let's say that then, after a trial, the person is convicted of, you know, assault and battery or attempted murder, whatever it might be. Now they get incarcerated. Taxpayer expense. They'll get medical care, taxpayer expense. They'll get fed, taxpayer expense. They'll get, you know, albeit jail clothing, they'll get some clothing, taxpayer expense. Everything at taxpayer expense. All because while you were trying to defend yourself from some thug, he didn't die. If the thug dies, and I'm talking about a lawful, good self-defense shooting, you save the taxpayers money. You say, so I call them taxpayer relief shots. And some people find that offensive. And I find it kind of funny, because why do we always side on this? Why do we always go to the side of the person who's committing the crime? Why do we always go to the side of that person who is threatening an 85-year-old woman, shooting an 85-year-old woman? Holy cow! What we ought to be doing. See, this is how culture changes. So the progressive left has made guns a scary thing. Well, guns should be a scary thing because, well, they're an item, they're a tool that can kill someone. They also serve a very good defensive purpose. But we've come to fear guns and we're trying to regulate guns and we're trying to control who can and who can't buy a gun. And look, I'm not advocating for felons getting guns. I'm not advocating for the mentally ill getting a gun. But the average law-abiding U.S. citizen ought to be able to get a gun because the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Boom, there's the Second Amendment right there. And I know the Second Amendment is all about defending ourselves against a tyrannical government. That's why we have the Second Amendment. I'm talking about the God-given natural right, the natural law of self-defense, which does not require a Second Amendment. But we've eviscerated it in this country. We've made it where every time someone exercises the right of self-defense, we just automatically knee-jerk reaction, oh, but what about the poor criminal? Well, hey, what about the poor person? Again, I go back to the 85-year-old woman. She's asleep in her bed. She's caring for a disabled child, a disabled son who's probably, what, in his 50s or 60s because she's 85 years old? And she's attacked in her own home, in her own bed, and then handcuffed to a chair. Can you imagine the adrenaline? Can you imagine the rushing through her body, the adrenaline and all of that rushing through her body at that time? And she's 85 years old. Yes, This is the kind of person that we ought to venerate. This is the kind of person we ought to put on a pedestal and say, you personify why we have a God-given right of self-defense. A very special person proclaims her pronouns. Yes, there is a study out of the United Kingdom. And guess what? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. A very special person proclaims her pronouns.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine. A drive-in movie. Cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. As I always like to say, I sincerely appreciate everyone tuning in and listening to the program on Saturday or whenever your affiliate carries the program. I would also, I like to do cross-promotion. If you like this program, you can also hear me Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on my local station here in Denver, 630 KHOW. So if you're listening on a computer, the iHeart app, or however you might be listening, just search for 630 KHOW in Denver, and you can listen to me Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. And, of course, I appreciate everyone who listens to me on the weekend, all the affiliates. We've got new affiliates across the country, so the program's growing thanks to you, and I really do appreciate that. There is something called the CAS Review in the United Kingdom. It's new research from Dr. Hilary Cass, which has found that there is zero evidence, no evidence, to support the prescription of puberty blockers to anyone under the age of 18. I talked about this, I think, Monday or Tuesday on the local program, and I went through it extensively, but the bottom line is very simple. There is no evidence, no clinical medical evidence to support the prescription of puberty blockers to those under the age of 18. And this is a difficult subject for me because I have transgenders who listen to my weekday program. Now, I've never nosied into their journey to becoming a trans woman or a trans man. If they wanted to tell me, they would tell me. I don't think it's any of my business. I'm assuming, which I know can be a big mistake, I'm assuming that maybe they had gender dysphoria as a kid, but they didn't do anything until they reached, you know, were well beyond the age of 18. Because I just do not believe that under the age of 18 that we should be giving puberty blockers or encouraging children who are confused about what they are and that they need psychological help. They need loving parents, caring parents to care for them and help them on that journey until they reach the age of majority and they can then choose for themselves what they want to do. I don't think parents should be making that decision any more than we let, you know, we're not supposed to let anyway, kids under the age of, well, actually 21, even drink. We don't let them vote. We don't let them drive until they're 16, and even then, at least in Colorado, you can't have friends in the car with you. You have to have, you know, unless they're a relative. We put all sorts of restrictions on what parents can and cannot do with children. Why do we do this with transsexuals when they're pretending to be something that they objectively are not? And then we attempt to bully anybody else into complying with what is medically now, according to the CAS report in the United Kingdom, a sick farce, a sick medical farce. Well, apparently to some, it makes them a very special person. You don't think so? Ask one.
Good afternoon, Julia. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar, so the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you, but I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual. But we're here to talk about the CAS review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out. I introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. We're not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special now. I don't know.
Well, she gets plural pronouns because she's not a single woman. She's a very special non-binary trans person. I guess those of us who are less special are expected to display complete obedience to her by sacrificing, I don't know, good taste, the English language, or how about just sacrificing reality itself on her behalf? Who would have guessed that very special non-binary trans person, she's actually a journalist? They went on later to discuss the cast review. That's the review, as I said earlier, that found that there is absolutely no medical evidence whatsoever to support the prescription of puberty blockers to anybody under the age of 18. But you can't, you cannot disrespect. I'm a very special person. I think, you know what I find funny about that is, I think all of you are very special. You know why? Because you listen to this program. I also think every one of you are very special because every single one of you are an individual human being with your own God-given talents, skills, abilities, some more than others. Everybody has, you know, a role to play in the world as we come into this world. And so I think we're all special. But she's very special. She says she's very special because she's a non-binary trans person. Oh, I can't keep up with it. And maybe the news person was right. Maybe now she's very special because, well, she's a straight heterosexual woman. Keep up with the language, all right? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. I'll see you later.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.